Well, hey there again. It's Coach Tim, and I am juiced. I have a coach that coaches at my junior college where I played. So this is especially cool for me today, and I would like to introduce the head coach of El Camino Junior College, Coach Giff Lindheim. Coach Giff, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be on, Tim.
I'm juiced. I'm always been interested in junior college football coaches, and I have another one. I have a buddy that on one of the podcasts, that guy I played with, Ed Nunez, who's up at San Francisco City, very storied junior college program. But you also are at a very storied junior college program at El Camino, but you just got here, right? This is going to be your second season.
That's right. I've been here one calendar year, taking over for the legendary Coach Featherstone, who traveled these sidelines for the past 31 years and won a host of conference championships and state championships and a national championship. So I'm lucky to be in a great place and following a great coach.
Well, and that I'm glad you brought that up because I mean those are big shoes to fill. How do you walk into that? Obviously you gotta feel that presence or that ghost, although he's still living, of course. But I mean, right? I mean, a lot of the alumni are going, hey, man, Coach Feather, he did it this way or whatever, right? So how do you deal with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's twofold. I had the pleasure of coaching for Coach Feather briefly, and he's an amazing man, and I've had the pleasure of coaching and being around others that have been successful. And so I take all those kind of pieces, and at the end of the day, I gotta be me. I pay homage to the great tradition and the great coaches that have been here. But I have a successful formula, and I can't try and recreate Coach Feather's legacy, but I can every day try and do what's best for the program and create a program that the community and the alumni can be proud of. I kind of feel like Phil Jackson took over and they wanted to see the run and gun Lakers under Pat Riley, and it's never going to be exactly the same as maybe you remember it, but we can do it great, and we can do it maybe slightly different, but we can do it great, and we can have something that we can all be proud of.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, I mean, let's say it, you don't exactly come from meager beginnings. I mean, you've had your own success. I mean, that's why I'm sure they hired you. Where were you before Elko?
So my path to Elko, I grew up in LA. I played at University High School, played at San Francisco State, played in Spain for a little bit, coached at Uni, 5 years at Whittier College, 4 years at 4 years at Venice High. I coached at the University of Nevada under College Hall of Fame Coach Alt. I was back here for one under Coach Feather. And then I was hired as the head coach at Santa Monica College and took over a program that really was at the bottom of Southern California junior college football. They had averaged less than 2 wins a year for the 5 years that I had before I got there. And they were coming off probation, were in probation. And I was there 7 years, and the last five, we ended up winning 5 conference championships. We're undefeated in those 5 years in conference. My last team was 11-0 and was the only undefeated team in the state. We were the number one team in the state in offense and the number one team in Southern California in defense. So, with all that being said, it's been successful, but that was the past. And now we're trying to get this thing going at El Camino.
Well, you definitely have a formula then, right? You just like you said, you got to be you. It's working so far. hey, Coach, one of the things I'm always fascinated by is Why coach? Why did one day you just wake up and say, you know, this is what I'm going to be when I grow up? Or, you know, did the opportunities kind of happen and then you just ran with it? I mean, what was there an epiphany? What happened?
I think, you know, I fell in love with the game very early. I remember watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos playing a Super Bowl by myself. And, I don't know, I must've been somewhere around 7 years old. But I, you know, I fell in love with the game very early on. The chemistry and camaraderie and, you know, the toughness needed and the different skill sets at different positions and, you know, all those things going on with one goal in mind, and a little bit of a militaristic, you know, perspective and flanking and different levels of authority and all those kind of things really appealed to me. I played the game and, you know, I got to a point where I was in the middle of my college and my parents kept on asking me, well, what do you want to do? What are you passionate about? And there was only one thing that I was ever passionate about in this way. And that's football, the game. And then, you know, I would spend summers, you know, working with kids, and I was passionate about working with kids, and it kind of just, you know, fell into my lap. And once I decided that that's what I was going to do, then it was no turning back. I think I'm entering my 22nd year of coaching, and I played 9 years, so we're 31 years of seasons in a row.
In a row, wow, that's awesome. That's and I was going to get into your, you know, what about it intrigued you, and you kind of got into some of that stuff. What, you know, you talk about the flanking and the militaristic and perhaps if I'm putting words in your mouth now, the strategies. Mm-hmm. What as a coach do you prefer to be the head coach? Like when I was at Elko, Coach Riley was the coach, and but he was also the offensive coordinator. So do you like to have separation from that, or do you like to be one way or the other?
You know, I've been fortunate to have great assistants around me, and you've got to have, this is never about me. I was the state coach of the year in 2015. I've been a five-time coach of the year coach, and it all comes back to the team that I put around me, the players and the type of people I have. And so for me, in my role as a head coach, in the way that I run this organization, you know, I try and support our coaches, our offensive coordinator and our defensive coordinator, and all the different players and in all the endeavors that we do. I think that I have a good feel for personnel and game management and some of those other things. But I really think it just depends on what the team needs at a certain time. And I think when I take a step away, I feel like I can see it a lot clearer as opposed to being a coordinator on one side of the ball. I am the special teams coordinator, and that gives me a chance to really get in there and coach X's and O's a little bit.
Very cool. Very cool. Because I know some guys, you know, do both, and I know when I've had to do both, it like you said, it makes it, it gets a little muddier, and it's you lose sometimes, at least I did, the perspective of seeing it from way above and being able to manage things that way. So what do you do? Well, you, as a junior college coach, you get a kid a year, 2 years. What, I mean, you're obviously having to fill the pipe all the time, but what do you do to ramp that kid up and ramp them into your philosophy, your culture? I don't know what you call it. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but we all have that. I mean, I think any operation has to have sort of a bylines or a code that everybody agrees on. What is yours, and how do you get your kids to ramp into it real quick?
Well, I think it all starts with, you know, developing relationships with people. This is a people game. And before a player can go ahead and it's a little bit different than it was in the old days, you know. Maybe Bear Bryant said, you know, run through this wall, and a kid says, okay, here we go. But nowadays, you know, kids need to know that you care about them and that you have something to offer and that they respect your knowledge, and that you can help them get to where they're trying to go. So I think it all starts with relationships. So, you know, as I'm very, very involved in the recruiting process, and every kid who's on our team, I have a personal relationship with, and I try very hard to stay connected. Even when, you know, I always have a phrase, I'm always busy, but I'm never too busy to talk. And so, you know, I hope the kids feel that way. And I think that's where it starts with. I think also, you know, when I'm hiring coaches, I try and hire good people. And, you know, good coaches as well, but they have to kind of reflect our whole vision of the type of people we want to be and kind of our message in that aspect. So you create an environment where, you know, you've got coaches who are kind of echoing the vision and are, you know, believing in the product, and that kind of trickles down. And then, you know, you have good players and you have relationships with good players, and, you know, you start to have some success. And then, you know, the word kind of gets out that this is a place where, you know, they treat us well and they help us get where we're trying to be, and they're good coaches and they're good people. And that's how this thing kind of spreads. And once you get it going, it kind of feeds off of each other.
Yeah, yeah. Now, nowadays, I know that a lot of the JCs have, and even, of course, the 4 years, have some sort of study program. Do you guys do that? And do you keep the kids going, make sure they're keeping up with their grades?
Yeah, one of the best things about El Camino College is the support. Not only is there tremendous support for just regular students, but we have some great tools for athletes to use as well. We have academic hours in the library. We have a peer tutoring group. The library has a net tutor program in which, even if it's you're at home, you can go ahead and log in and get help. Our assistant coaches keep tabs on players and their academics, and I send around progress reports to monitor their progress as well. So we try in many different ways to keep tabs on the kids and make sure that we're all heading in the right direction. We had 14 players over 3.0 GPA in fall. We had the most SCFA all academic guys in our conference. So I think we're doing good stuff in terms of the academic part, and we have a great program on campus. I can't take all the credit for it. We have a really, really solid program at the school.
On the athletic side, what do you guys do during the off season? I'm curious, because I know, like with us, we didn't do, I mean, we kind of had to lift on our own and stuff, but I've been following you on Instagram. I think it's you or some of your other coaches, and I see pictures of the guys lifting weights, and there's a big team effort going on. How does that work? What do you guys do in the off season?
Yeah, so everything at the junior college level is by class. So we have a weight class that the guys participate in, and we also have our football or class, which is our spring football, and that's Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the weight and explosive training takes place Monday through Thursday. You know, half the group is in there lifting, and we have Coach Jones, who's a tremendous strength coach that works with our guys. And and in fact, we had a guy break the power clean record that was held. He Justice Devi cleaned 325 last week, so, or 2 weeks ago. So there's some good things happening in that weight room. I hope that wasn't one of your friends we knocked off the top of that list, Tim.
Well, I think us old timers, a lot of us have been knocked off the list long ago. So, all humility aside, you know what? How do you coach? How do you guys get the players to come play for you? Because you guys are turning over every year. What do you do?
Yeah, you know, kids want to know that they have an opportunity to get better on the field, and better as people and have an opportunity to play at the four-year level. We're one of the most recruited schools, junior colleges around. You name it, they're going to come through here and check us out and recruit our guys. And, you know, not only that, but, you know, most of the time our guys are where they should be academically. So you take the component and this is a hot spot for recruiting. So, you know, if you're a local player and you see what's going on at El Camino, who wouldn't want to play where you have such great opportunities to get seen and to prosper in the classroom and as a person?
Nice. Hey, Coach, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you want to give us as a parting shot?
No. I'm so fortunate to be the head coach at El Camino, and Coach Featherstone is. He runs around here. I love having him around. We've held the traditions, tried to held as, you know, traditions that they've created here. We've kept the awards that have always been a part of El Camino College, and we embrace them and we post them and we share them. We give those out, but we like to treat all individual awards as team awards. And I think, you know, that might have gotten misinterpreted somewhere along the line. But, when I'm named State Coach of the Year, that just means I got a bunch of really good players and a great staff. And so, you know, if a quarterback gets an award, that means he's got a great receiving core and a great offensive line and a good running game that enables that to happen. So, we're definitely interested in keeping traditions alive at El Camino. We love the past. We're ready to embrace the future. And I'm just so fortunate to be here and to lead this program to where we're going.
Well, you got a new beautiful shiny stadium, facilities, and you're adding some more, aren't you? I think isn't the weight room, is it finished yet, or is it still being built?
Now, they broke ground on a gym and volleyball and offices and a weight room, and so it's only getting better at El Camino. It's really exciting stuff. I think we're going to have with the stadium and the other features, we have the best facilities in the South Bay for sure.
No doubt. I was blown away at the alumni event we did last year for opening day at the stadium, and we got to see all you guys play and have a great game. And then it was a trip for me to go down memory lane, and I'm kind of my era is kind of in the middle of it. I played at 82, 83. And I saw the guys from the 90s and the national championships. But then I saw I was from the old group, and I saw guys from the 70s. And then they were there talking, you know, and swapping stories, and it was wonderful. And you just realize how far back the amazing athletes that we've had at Elko go. I mean, it's pretty cool.
We have a phrase that we tell recruits. It's called being connected for life. And that's the way we feel about this program and this community and the players that have played before it.
That's awesome. Hey, Coach, I appreciate your time. I really do. And I expect that great things are going to be happening more and more at Elko because of you and your staff. And you have great guys over there. Thank you so much.
Tim, you're always welcome to come out and check us out. And whatever I can ever do for you, let me know.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.